This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. And it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, at least for a few moments. Talk about whatever's important to you. We are live 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 365 days a year. And 366 on leap year.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, we're here if it's 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time. And we, of course, bring show prep in to talk about, and I've got one. We've basically done this story before, and it's the...
Not this particular story,
but the date.
It's a recurring theme.
The location, perhaps the names of the people involved. Those things change, but
yes.
The story itself, basically you can keep this as a Mad Lib, a little template.
Right, it's kind of like CSI, only it's not on NBC 75 times a week.
Here we go, San Bernardino, California, once again. This is, by the way, from thefreethoughtproject.com, which means that it's going to have a bit of a bias to it, but that doesn't make it untrue. I've checked it out. It's true. But this is where I got the story, so that's where I'm going to go with. You dance with the one who asked you. San Bernardino, California, once again, a cop's fear of a dog has put others in harm's way. And once again, an innocent person was hurt. This time, an 11-year-old boy was struck by a police officer's bullet when the officer was attempting to kill his dog.
And what did the dog do? Stand there and bark?
The dog came out of the house.
Turned the other way and lifted a leg?
I wouldn't doubt if the dog barked. And the dog...
Yeah, because dogs generally do bark.
Yep, they bark. And that can be scary.
There's a FedEx guy. Arf, arf.
Right. And so the dog comes out of the house. It says this week the deputy from San Bernardino County, California's Sheriff's Department was responding to a call over a possible disturbance at a home. The deputy knocked on the door. The 11-year-old boy answered, and like most dogs in the world do when they hear the knock at the door, this dog ran out. Instead of doing what a postal worker, a pizza delivery driver, or a UPS driver would do by solving the situation without a gun, the cop pulled out his service weapon and attempted to kill the boy's dog.
Do you know what the local postal employee does when she's delivering mail and Jazzy the Studio Beast is on the porch?
Pets her.
And pulls out a treat.
Now, that's always a good idea. A treat's a good thing.
Yeah.
Luckily for the dog, this cop is a terrible shot. However, the boy was not so lucky. When the bullet only grazed the dog's paw, it then hit the little boy. The dog sustained a graze that would graze wound to the paw and his side, a statement from the sheriff's department read. The bullet then ricocheted off the cement of the front porch and the stucco of the house, and a fragment grazed the 11-year-old boy on the outside of his left leg. So... naturally, the sheriff's department claimed the dog charged and that they had no other choice but to fire in the direction of the small child to avoid any potential of getting bit or licked. So,
dog was this?
They don't say, which always leads me to believe it's a pit bull.
Leads me to believe it's a chihuahua.
They have a picture of a chihuahua here, but the Free Thought Project can be a little biased. Yeah, little clickbaity.
Yeah.
But the stories are true. Now, we don't know what the breed of the dog was, and the thing is the dog breeds are kind of superfluous anyway. A dog's a dog.
Right.
So,
Right, somebody could train a chihuahua to be an attack dog.
Well, chihuahuas...
and those things are
pretty mean
and nasty anyway.
They're pretty bitey. I mean, all in all.
Yeah, like the worst they'll do, they might jump up and, nip your calf.
Now, in a vacuum, I understand where police are coming from, right? So, you know, you're a police officer, an upholder of the law. This dog comes out. You've never met it before. You don't know whether it's going to be dangerous or not dangerous. You don't know whether it's going to bite
you. Neither has the Domino's pizza delivery guy, the FedEx man, the UPS guy, the postal employee, the guy that works at the Chinese restaurant, the neighbor that just moved in that wants to know if your power's out, too, because their power's not on. And I don't know if the utility company just didn't turn it on. They told me they'd have it on by 5 o'clock, and now it's 7:30.
Right. That's the vacuum. That's not the vacuum that I'm talking about. I'm talking about a vacuum.
Right. There are hundreds of people that don't shoot your dog every day.
Yeah. It's true. And mostly hundreds of people don't come in contact, but in a year's time,
depends on what size area you live in.
In a year's time, your dog probably comes in contact with several people and doesn't bite them. And that's kind of the difference here is in dealing with the police department is that they could take their training from the local pizza delivery guy. They could get some training from the post office or the UPS or whomever and figure out how to handle this. Or they could use an opportunity to fire their service weapon, which right. they've never been able to do and probably get all asked on a relative level. Have you ever shot your gun at anybody? No, but I've killed some kid's dog. And that's really the difficulty here is that when you give a man a hammer,
everything's
he's going to want to use it.
Everything's a nail. Right. Yeah, you know, this actually kind of reminds me, and spoiler, the movies have been out for 30 frickin' years. Do you remember the Police Academy movies?
Yeah.
Where there was the one guy that he was just like the gun nut guy that joined the Police Academy?
Yeah.
Tackleberry.
Yeah. Tackleberry.
Where on the whatever the firearms training thing is, he just, you know, like jumping over cars and using the guns way excessively.
Yes.
Like, every time I see one of these headlines of some kind of police-involved shooting, which is code for the cop shot somebody, my thought is, are they just hiring a bunch of tackleberries?
I can't speak to that. What I can say is that there are ways to deal with dogs that do not turn the public against you. And when you, this is the problem, is every time you fire a weapon, it doesn't matter whether you're a police officer or a citizen, physics comes into play.
Yes.
And police officers shooting children looks really, really, really bad for the state.
Yes.
And, I mean, a gun was fired and the cop presumably was not bit because they don't mention that.
Right.
So here you have a situation where a police officer fired, bang, big, crazy, disturbing noise, and then this dog's master has been, you know, going, ow, 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 I've been shot, right? Like, and presumably right. if a dog is going to bite, he would bite then.
Yes.
I think that there, you know, police departments across the United States need to put new training systems into play and stop shooting children. This is not the first time that this has happened.
Right.
And, I mean, let's not forget in the streets of New York when the NYPD was taking down somebody they decided to call a terrorist. They shot like three people and killed one of them. I mean, you know. This is.
I think that in that situation, if it's the one where the guy had like walked into the Empire State Building or whatever famous building it was, there were 11 or 12 people that were shot.
Was it 11 or 12? Yeah.
One of those people was the person that the guy went into the building and shot. Everybody else, besides the guy that shot somebody, were bystanders shot by the police.
Right. So you have, I mean, situations like that where they can't lie about it.
Yeah.
Then there's how many situations where police shoot and kill people was that person actually doing something wrong? We don't know.
Right.
Now, there's plenty of Hollywood movies out there where cops throw down Saturday night specials and these kinds of things. We don't know. There's no way for us to know.
Well,
now
we do know in Baltimore, speaking of cops throwing guns on the ground, we do know because several Baltimore police testified to this under oath that the gun task force, there were officers that were leaving guns on the scene. There were officers that were planting drugs. We also know, because some of the body cam footage has been released, that the cops forgot that there's like a 20-second prior to when they hit the button that is still recorded, where they hit the button right after they planted the drugs and they accidentally caught themselves on camera planting drugs.
Yeah, and that's the police, sadly, in America, have they've spent the trust of the public. Now, it's not the individual, not the fault of some individual officer who's listening to this show right now. I wouldn't blame that at all. But you know, it's scary out there. They're shooting kids, trying to shoot dogs. What do you think about this? I mean, are you scared of calling the police? 1-855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. What we're doing is we're talking here about a situation that happened in San Bernardino, California, where apparently an officer was called to a house, and we're not sure at this point whether it's the right house, but we're going to presume it is because it didn't state in the story that it wasn't.
Right. The article that happened, and I pulled up an article from the Victorville Daily Press that has a little bit of info on this thing.
And I want to hear it here, but first, real quick, I want to tell you about Zencash. Zencash is a cryptocurrency. It is end-to-end encrypted with a zero knowledge technology, which over which communications, data, and other value can be securely transmitted and stored. What this means is it's secure and private. As a matter of fact, when we're talking about security, it's got secure nodes and super nodes, more nodes, in fact, than any other cryptocurrency in existence. Now, I mean, it's one form of security, and obviously it's one of the smaller ones. I think it's number 79 or 70 something last time I looked, as far as coin market cap goes, coinmarketcap.com or coincap.io. But I think it's well worth taking a look at. I've been in Zencash for some time, and I'm pretty pleased with the direction I see it going. So please take a look. Go to zencash.com. It's the official wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at zencash.com.
So the article from the Victorville Daily News, which is referenced somewhere down at the end of that clickbaity article that Mark was reading, says that as of August 15th, so what day was it? Wednesday morning, this incident happened Tuesday evening. They say police were still investigating the shooting. Police responded to the home due to reports of a disturbance. The person that was causing the disturbance had left the house by the time the cops showed up.
Okay.
Cops show up. The 11-year-old boy answers the phone, the door. Out comes a little German Shepherd.
Puppy?
Doesn't say puppy, but...
Okay. The German Shepherds aren't known for being little.
Well, if they're puppies, they are.
Sure.
And compared to a cop, German Shepherd's going to be little.
All right. Well, cops see German Shepherds all the time, and in many cases, they're the canine unit, which is trained to attack or whatever, so...
But if German Shepherds are not trained to be vicious, they are nicest dogs you will ever meet.
Yeah, I try to look at these situations from all sides, and I can see how a cop in a vacuum might react, as they have. But the problem is the problem isn't being scared of a dog. The problem is discharging your weapon in a suburban area. What you need to understand is when you discharge that weapon, it isn't just a straight line to the ground and it goes away.
Right.
Or the straight line into an animal or person or whatever. These bullets have fragments. They fly around. So in this case, he misses the dog, which when you pull your weapon, I understand. Missing, I get it. Pull your weapon, fire, and a fragment flies into the kid's leg.
Yeah. They say that the boy was treated on the scene for a minor injury and was not taken to a hospital. The owners of the dog took the dog to a nearby vet for treatment, and officials said the dog would recover from the injuries. There were no other injuries reported.
So this is one of those situations. Understand, this bullet could have killed this kid.
And if the bullet did kill the kid, chances are the officer that discharged the weapon that wound up killing the kid would not have faced any penalties because of all kinds of immunities.
Right. Well, he's not supposed to, but, when looking
at... If you recklessly discharge a firearm and you kill somebody, Mark, you are going to be prosecuted.
This is...
But if you've got a shiny little badge and you recklessly discharge a firearm and you kill somebody, you don't get punished because reasons.
I'm clear that there's a difference between me and a police officer.
And you said it's justified that the cop doesn't get held responsible.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is this is protocol. And that's what needs to change. This needs to change from the top down. The brass need to stop saying things like, well, if you see a dog coming for it, towards you, shoot it.
Right.
That's what they're saying. It's obviously what they're saying, or were saying at one point, because that's what keeps happening. So if the brass address this and tell police officers, look, you've got to be as brave as the pizza guy. You've got to be as brave as the postman. You've got to be as brave as the UPS guy, because we have a PR crisis on our hands here that is turning the people that pay our paychecks against us.
Or if the judges, whenever they hear these cases, every now and then there are civil rights cases that are filed as civil cases that always get dismissed because the police have all of these immunities. If the judges would stop throwing cases out because of immunity, and these cops were actually allowed to be held accountable, then you would see something change. If politicians would wind up passing laws removing the statutory immunities, then you would see something change. But that's never going to happen because the police unions are so powerful that they've convinced the judges and the legislators that if you remove any of these immunities, nobody's ever going to want to be a cop.
Well, I don't know about nobody. The thing is that in my opinion, if we just got rid of, you know, many of these drug laws, these victimless crime laws that are out there, that you wouldn't need as many police officers and you would have a better pool from which to choose, and therefore you would presumably have an elite cadre of problem-solving peace officers. That's what I'm hoping for here.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't know how to solve these problems, but I can say that the marketplace has managed to figure it out. Pizza delivery guys and post office guys and, you know, just a whole bevy of people come to people's houses all the time and manage to not shoot dogs. My dog doesn't even, you know, often is just outside with no yard
right
at all. And nobody has shot her.
Right. And then, you know, let's look at private security, where those officers actually will be held accountable if they recklessly discharge a firearm and kill somebody.
Right, if they're the gate guard or whatever at your private community.
You know, this kind of claim of, well, if cops are private companies, then you'll just wind up having two police forces go into fights against each other and it'll be gang warfare. I've never seen the Wells Fargo truck driver and the Brinks truck driver shoot each other over gang warfare or like some kind of turf war.
I do know in the Gangs of New York movie, there was a situation where the firemen were given a bounty for the first department that would arrive at a scene to put out a fire. And in that situation, they're incentivized to be the first. If they say they rolled up at the, you know, at nearly the same time or whatever, there's a dispute, then I could see how there might be, you know, in a private situation, some kind of problem there. But that really is a problem that the insurance companies have to work out, as opposed to, well, let's just socialize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I'm curious, does this, you know, do you still have the same respect and trust in law enforcement that you did before hearing this story? Because it always makes me wonder. Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is downplaying the significance of his White House counsel cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his investigators. He appeared on the defensive, insisting he allowed White House counsel Don McGahn to be interviewed by the special counsel because, quote, I have nothing to hide. He called the Russia probe disgusting and Robert Mueller conflicted. McGahn might have provided insight into the firing of James Comey as FBI director, as Mueller is looking at obstruction of justice accusations against the president.
They're down to desperation time. They have to write a report and they don't have a single bit of evidence.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is still negotiating terms of an interview between the president and special counsel investigators.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Talking about situation out in California where a police officer fired his weapon, kill a dog that was quote-unquote charging at him, and missed and ends up hitting the 11-year-old kid that opened the door for him. And it's an unpleasant situation, but that's kind of how government interacts with dogs, it seems. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. I mentioned Zencash in the previous segment, and Bitcoin.com is your resource for all cryptocurrency news. I find it to be very useful. By the way, you check out their YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube.com and search for Bitcoin.com, and you'll find their channel. I think it's great. They put out probably two or three videos per week, and it's well worth the watch, in my opinion. Bitcoin.com. Check them out. If you're new to cryptocurrency, that's where you can find out how to buy it, how to hold it, how to keep it, everything you need to know. If you know a lot, they've got all the best news that you're looking for. Bitcoin.com.
So let's talk about, still talking about dogs, still talking about some form of cop. But what about the dogs, the good dogs that are too good to go bad?
What?
Reason has a story about these good dogs. So good, in fact, they've been rejected by various government agencies for being too nice, too snuggly, and too interested in what's that you got there? Is it food? Or maybe they've simply decided that they're not going to be part of the human airport security theatrics and failed war on drugs, no matter how many Scooby snacks you ply them with.
I was traveling from Canada to the United States, bringing my van, and for whatever reason, the Border Patrol coppers decided they wanted to go through my van.
Yep.
And they brought their dog in, and he went right for the Cheetos.
Of course.
Helped himself to buy Cheetos. Don't find anything else. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like, get your dog out of my van. Get out of here. If you can't. You've alerted it on a puffy cheese stack now.
Yes.
Get out of here.
The article here continues. Either way, we can all agree that there's something adorable and principled about a mutt that didn't make the cut. If a dog that took one look at the endless bureaucracy and terrifying police state of modern government, then turned tail and ran, sounds like a companion you'd want, you're in good news. Business Insider has a useful rundown on ways that you can adopt dogs that failed canine training, TSA terrorist sniffing class, and other puppies on Paw Patrol programs. How did these dogs get the boot? Business Insider says that some were too nervous, some were too doggone nice, and others, quote, are more interested in snugs than drugs.
That's funny.
Like Gavel, a German Shepherd, and they have a picture of little Gavel the puppy wearing...
How old is he there? I mean, they know this young?
They start training them very young, and yeah. I will turn the screen
well, that's a
so
puppy.
That is a puppy. They start training them when they are puppies.
So he's rejected that early?
Yes.
Okay.
Gavel the German Shepherd.
I was thinking this was a great opportunity. You know, probably they probably have dogs of different ages, but for me, I just don't like puppies. It's not that I don't like other people's puppies. I think other people's puppies are great. Man, it's awesome. They're snuggly and soft and pleasant and all those things that puppies are. But I don't want to have to deal with the carpet, the potty training and all that, you know, the whining and all the stuff that goes in with a puppy. I'd much rather get a dog that's, you know, 6-8 months old. Most of those things are handled and, you know, maybe.
Right. But see, when you're training dogs to do things, you need to start training them very early.
Yeah. Earlier the better.
Gavel the German Shepherd was, or rather has become, an internet sensation when he was cut from the canine training school in Australia for not having the, quote, necessary aptitude for life on the front line, which is a nice way of saying that Gavel was a bit of a mess. Closer to home, the TSA's dog adoption program offers the chance to adopt a dog that would rather chew on your shoe than watch you remove them and put them in the bin. Sure, the TSA might have an annual budget that's bigger than Monaco's GDP, might have never stopped an actual terrorist, and might routinely allow all sorts of dangerous items to get onto planes, but now you can't say that they've never done anything worthwhile. Of course, the dogs that do end up serving the state are good dogs, too. Being dogs, they're probably not familiar with Jacob Sullivan's 2013 Reason cover story about how all the drug-sniffing dogs get into, or rather, how often they get it wrong, 9 out of 10 times, according to at least one experiment, and many ways in which human civil liberties have been curtailed by those search warrants on leashes.
Why do you think that law enforcement continues to use dogs when they get it wrong, and not the dogs, really? It has more to do with
the same reason they do all sorts of identification tools that have been proven to have a very high rate of failure. The same reason they wind up doing certain interrogations that lead to false confessions.
So why is it
the same reason they wind up in a lot of cases relying on the roadside Olympics? Because they can, because they're allowed to, because the courts allow it.
Hmm. So they just do it to be able to interact with people, and the more people they interact with, sooner or later they're going to stumble across something. They want to look busy in front of people who are in the airport. I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. Because, I mean, here's what we know, is the dogs want to please their handler.
Yes.
If their handler believes that something's in the bag, the dog is very likely to alert on it. So if a handler, conducts themselves, I don't know, like an adult, and says, I don't know what's in this bag, it's my job to discern whether it is a bag that has drugs or bombs or whatever it is they're looking for, whatever the dog's trained for, in it. I will approach it as though I don't know. Then let the dog do its job, because I can tell you, as a kid who was raised at dog shows, dogs are very good at determining, what's in the bag if they're trained for it. So there was this training dog training. I don't know how to call it. Obedience training that's above obedience, the next level of training. And they'll have these little dog dumbbells.
All right.
What they'll do is they'll take like 8 dumbbells, and then they'll give one to the handler, and the handler will touch it.
All right.
The judge takes it and mixes it up. The dog can't see any of this. Turned the other way. And then the dog goes and chooses amongst all the others which one belongs to its owner, picks it up, and brings it back. And this is generally the easiest one of all the training in this TDX, certificate that they're going to get.
Right.
They just do it. They do it so well. They can do that. It's when their handler, in this case with the police officers, when their handler messes them up, that they're going to alert. They're going to do what their handler wants. You want me to alert on this bag? No problem.
Right.
I'll alert on this bag. What do I care? The dog doesn't know it's sending somebody to prison or whatever it's doing.
Right.
So really, this is an issue of the handlers and them not approaching their job in an unbiased fashion.
Right, and reason says it's the humans who have written laws giving police dogs, and really their human handlers as well, too much authority. Bad humans! Luckily, for both humans and freedom-loving doggos, the Supreme Court had recently placed a few small limitations on how drug-sniffing dogs can be used. Even the most hard-hearted, cynical libertarian can't help but have a soft spot for these canine, conscientious objectors, dogs that would rather lick faces than lick boots. The TSA says it has an extensive waiting list for adoptions, but groups like Freedom Service Dogs of America and Service Dogs Incorporated can connect dropout service dogs with new homes.
Wow. I mean, I'm sorry to think that there's so many dogs that are just waiting for homes. Are they keeping them in some, like, big warehouse in cages? Or, obviously you don't know.
Article doesn't say.
God. I mean, what are they doing with these dogs that they're looking for homes for? Is it just somebody who's watching them until? I don't even know. It's
probably.
Bye. They can't find places for dogs. They shouldn't have them in the first place. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. These super nodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Come today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about pets and law enforcement, or animals and law enforcement, animals.
Cops shooting at animals.
Then my favorite one is the story where the police officer attempts to take down a squirrel in a convenience store. It's got to be the best one yet.
I am not familiar with this one.
I can tell you, this guy should have never been given a service weapon. Never, ever, ever. I mean, like, just don't know. There's things behind the stuff you're shooting at.
99 bottles of beer on the wall, and then he's done, and there's one bottle of beer on the wall.
Yeah, something like that. The number's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Kenny calling in from K-Tox. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I have one of those little three inch long, an inch thick, and about an inch and a half wide stun guns that you can buy at the gun shows. They're not all that powerful, but the sound keeps my nephew's dogs from jumping on me when I go over to his house.
You just make a zzz noise and then they don't even jump?
Yeah, they're all real happy and they want to jump up on everybody that walks in the door, but when I give them that noise, it stops them. They just go hunker down and go away.
I wonder if you could just mimic that with one of those, you know, those little training clickers? I wonder if that would do it without having to. I mean, in your case, you've got the item already. Police officers carrying so much on their belts that you know.
A lot of times they do have a stun gun, and there was the one story where the guy says that he meant to grab his stun gun, but grabbed his service weapon and shot somebody in the back, thinking he was going to tase them.
Those stun guns are pretty complicated. They got wires attached to them and everything. This is just a little handheld device that you can carry handy, carry it out in the woods in case coyotes come around. You know, I live in a rural area.
Have you ever had an issue of that? Because, I mean, I live in a rural area, too. I've never seen anything but tracks.
No, they generally keep away. If one comes near you, that means it's probably got rabies.
Yeah, yeah. If it, that's probably exactly what the
problem. Do we have coyotes in New England?
My God, you didn't hear them when you were house sitting for me? I mean, they sound like crying babies. That's the weirdest noise that you're going to hear. It is frightening when they're nearby. Wouldn't you agree, Kenny?
Yeah, well, when they're ganging up on a rabbit or a deer or something, there's all kinds of noises coming from them, and they're all frightening.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Kenny. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oops, sorry. 855-450-3733.
I think he was just saying goodbye.
Yes, he was saying goodbye, but I dropped him just a little too quick. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're out in the woods, you've got to have something to protect yourself. I suppose that this could be an answer for police departments, having just a little something to, you know, deal with it. But they're not going to want their cops to, you know, run up on somebody. They could discharge pepper spray or the stun gun that they have. But, you know, it's basically a one-shot deal with that stun gun.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's one solution among many.
But speaking of stun guns, did you hear about the Georgia police officer that tased an 87-year-old woman that was cutting dandelions?
I heard the story. I heard about the story, but it's been there's so many of these stories out here that I don't hunt them all down anymore.
Story from just a couple of days ago. The police chief is defending the officer that tased the 87-year-old grandmother that was cutting dandelions. Story from Georgia, but this particular article from the Shreveport Times, I believe, citing the Associated Press. They say Georgia police are defending the officer that tased the 87-year-old woman who was using a knife to cut dandelions. Law enforcement officers said the woman, Martha Al-Bashara, should have followed orders, but she doesn't speak English and did not understand what the officers had asked her to do.
Mm.
Police chief says an 87-year-old woman with a knife still has the ability to hurt an officer.
That age, she's likely to not even just been able to hear at all.
Yeah, but in this case, she didn't speak English.
I have a friend who's 88. If he doesn't have his hearing aids in, he has no clue you're talking to him.
Let's explain what was happening here.
Yeah.
She was cutting dandelions outside of a local Boys and Girls Club near her home in Chatsworth to use in a salad, according to her family. An employee of the Boys and Girls Club called the police because she was walking around with a knife. The police chief, Josh Etheridge, says, "There was no anger, there was no malice in this. In my opinion, it was the lowest use of force that we could have used to simply stop a threat. A woman cutting dandelions is not a threat."
Yeah, and this is not a use of force?
Well, they said it was the lowest use of force that they could have done. And I'm not sure if this article mentions it, but there was one article where her family said she turned to the police. When she saw the police, she turned and smiled to show, like, "I'm not here to hurt anybody." Well, but they're yelling at her in a language she doesn't understand, and she's smiling.
Yeah.
And then they come up and tase her.
God.
Because she did not drop the knife that she was using to cut dandelions.
Yeah.
My question is, who calls the cops on a woman that's cutting dandelions? Most people are glad the dandelions are going.
There's always somebody out there that wants to, you know, that thinks that the best way to solve a problem is by calling the law. Well, they're not problem solvers often in that way.
Yeah. Continuing on, the employee who called 911 said she's old, so she can't get around too well, but it looks like she's walking around looking for something like vegetation to cut or something. She has a bag. When Etheridge and other officers arrived at the scene, Al-Bashara would not put down the knife or follow orders, again because she did not speak English and had no clue what she was being asked to do.
How old was this lady again?
87.
Jeez.
Etheridge said he tried to communicate with her to drop the knife by dropping his own knife on the ground.
Which cop had a knife?
The chief.
Okay.
Apparently had a pocket knife that he pulled out of his pocket and dropped on the ground.
Okay.
To indicate, "I want you to drop your knife too." Footage viewed by the Daily Citizen
News. This is
News
just funny, is what this
shows
is.
Etheridge and Officer Stephen Marshall in a stand down with a woman holding the knife. Etheridge with a pistol aimed at the woman and Marshall with a taser. So the chief pulled his firearm.
Is holding a firearm on an 87-year-old woman
and
with a knife.
The other officer used the taser. Officers employed the stun gun, meaning that they tased this 87-year-old woman. She was charged with criminal trespass and obstructing an officer. Obstructing an officer because she did not understand what the cop asked her to do. And apparently got in the way of the stun gun. I don't know. There's no way this can hold up. The obstructing the officer charge?
No. This is just a cover-up.
The trespass will probably stand because she was on private property of Boys and Girls Club.
Cutting their dandelions.
Right. Great-nephew Solomon Donnie, former Dalton Police Department officer, told the Daily Citizen News, "You don't tase an 87-year-old woman. She was not a threat. If anything, she was confused and didn't know what the hell was going on." Al Bisharo.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, these tasers are serious things. They kill people sometimes, and an 87-year-old, lucky to have survived this.
Yes. Al Bisharo is stable but shaken up and embarrassed. The police department will undergo an internal use of force review, according to Etheridge. The incident comes just
But this was the chief.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of internal anything is going to... You need somebody from the outside to look at this.
Oh, I agree.
To see whether it's reasonable or not. Oh, do you have some solution for uses of force that I haven't heard before? Like some kind of policing for the police?
I agree that it needs outside review. You don't, when the police chief is involved in the incident, you don't let the police chief investigate the police chief.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, obviously that wouldn't work. Yeah. Clearly.
Who else is involved in this internal investigation if it's not the police chief?
It'll be the guy under the police chief that's going to say, "Boss, my boss did everything fine."
Yeah, and that doesn't fly either. The incident comes just a week after a separate case involving the controversial use of a taser that occurred in Ohio when police used a stun gun on an 11-year-old girl who was accused of stealing something. Last year, the family of a 15-year-old, Damon Grimes, filed a $50 million lawsuit against the Michigan State Police after a trooper shocked Grimes from the window of his patrol car in an effort to get Grimes off the road. Grimes was riding an ATV and then crashed into a pickup truck and died.
Okay.
Well. So, cop driving down the road in his car telling somebody, pull the ATV over, and then uses his stun gun on the kid driving the ATV.
That sounds dangerous, but, I mean, every traffic stop is a threat of death, I mean, honestly. 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord chat.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.